morning. So today I'm going to try and get some new customers for Growing Plants in Space. My co-authors are Bob Morrow and Howard Levine from Kennedy Space Center. I'm going to talk to you about two plant growth hardware pieces that we have, one which is currently flying on the International Space Station and another which will be flying in probably the 2017 timeframe. The first piece of hardware, Veggie, is currently what we say open for business. When NASA research announcements come out, this piece of hardware is being advertised as something that plant scientists can use. So Veggie, we just had our first flight of Veggie, which we're calling Veggie-01. This is our patch. And the concept of Veggie is it's an expandable plant growth chamber. It's a relatively small chamber, but it's actually the largest chamber that we have up there right now, and it can be used for crop plants. Veggie was designed and constructed by Orbitech, Orbital Technologies Corporation. Originally, it began as part of an SBIR, and then there was testing at Kennedy Space Center and at Orbitech, which led to further development of this hardware until we got to the actual flight hardware. So here's a picture of the flight Veggie unit. It consists of an LED light cap at the top with red, blue, and green LEDs. In the back, there's a plate that mounts it into an express rack, which is kind of the standard mechanism for putting hardware up on the International Space Station. We have a transparent, expandable bellows that allows the crew to really easily see the plants as they're growing. So this is really a unique feature of Veggie. These flexible support arms keep these bellows and this lower base plate level, depending on what height you expand it to. And then there's a reservoir at the bottom. So our light cap includes, as I said, red, blue, and green LEDs. We have pretty, standard control levels. We just have them set to low, medium, high. Since it's just a two-button control, we wanted to keep it easy for the astronauts, pretty straightforward. There is the option to do custom controlling via computer. If that's something that you would really need, you could work with Orbitech to develop some custom software that can be uploaded. The green LEDs are really an on-off of viewing mode. And so for the, if we have the reds and blues on high and the greens on, we're getting around 350 micromoles or so at a fully extended height. And you can keep the bellows closer up to get higher light. So it's really adjustable in a lot of flexible increments because of those bellows. We have a cabin air fan, so the Veggie is drawing air in from the cabin, which means that your temperature, your carbon dioxide levels, your humidity are controlled by what's going on in the International Space Station environment. So they're controlled by the ECLIS system. So it's in a controlled environment, but Veggie itself is not really controlling that environment, though the bellows do allow for some humidity containment, and the humidity level, especially when you have rapidly growing plants, rises up quite significantly over the space station level. Here's our footprint, and then our maximum height when empty is 47 centimeters. So we can have some quite tall plants in there. We've developed what we call plant pillows, which are the mechanism for growing the plants, which interacts with this reservoir. And so here you can see six of these plant pillows in the Veggie with the light on, and we have it all in a controlled environment chamber. We run our ground controls in an ISS environmental simulator chamber that we have at Kennedy Space Center, which gets data downlinked from space station and runs, a near real-time control for temperature, humidity, and carbon dioxide. So our pillows are these small sort of self-contained bags where we can put media, fertilizer, and seeds in. And you can use different sizes of these pillows to fit into Veggie. So you could have one large pillow that would take up that entire base plate. You could have two kind of medium pillows, three smaller pillows, or here, six of our very small pillows, and we use these for leafy green type crops. But if you're doing a bigger crop that's growing for a longer duration, you would use a bigger pillow. Everything is done dry, so everything has to be sanitized and sterilized, and then you plant your seeds dry, package them up. These are in Tedlar gas impermeable bags to keep the seeds fresh. We don't want any of the chemicals that are off-gassing to kill your seeds over time, so we put them in gas impermeable bags, and we made sure to use materials inside that aren't off-gassing any nasty chemicals. We used a guar glue to attach our seeds, and then they're sent up dry, and then the crew hydrates them on orbit. They add water through this quick disconnect, which distributes inside that pillow, and then add water to the reservoir to get that whole water column process started. And they're right now single-use disposable. So for VEGO 1, we selected an outrageous, which is red romaine lettuce, as our kind of test species of choice. And this was picked because it was really reliable for germinating. It grew really rapidly. It has low native microbial levels, and that's kind of important because we want the crew to actually be able to eat the plants at some point. We're not quite there yet, but there's no good way to wash your salad in space right now. We're also looking at ways to sanitize produce, but having something that had pretty low levels to start with was a bit of a leg up, so we think we might have a better chance of having the crew eat them. It also tastes good, and it's pretty, and it has higher levels of antioxidants than the green leaf varieties, which is a good potential countermeasure for the crew. So we just did the VEGO 1 hardware verification test. So Veggie flew in April. The verification test was conducted in the May-June time frame, and we have not yet received our samples back. But basically, we wanted to test all the hardware functionality and all the procedures that we developed to operate this hardware and demonstrate that this plant pillow concept is a way to grow plants effectively. We had a couple of different media particle sizes in the different pillows. The big goal is really the food safety aspects as well, and so that's what we're still waiting on, because those plant samples will not come back until the next rocket returns, and that's sometime this fall. We also were gathering some crew data, crew response data, in terms of did they like having plants growing, did they like working with Veggie, and that's interesting. We've gotten some feedback on that, and we expect to get more. And we wanted to collect a lot of baseline data so that when you want to grow plants in Veggie, we have some good, you know, advice and ways, good starting points. You know, those pillows can be used with a number of different media and other things, but we could recommend what we used or tell you some of the issues that we have. So we want to get those baseline data. And here you can see Commander Steve Swanson. He was the one who sort of took possession of the Veggie experiment on orbit, and he was harvesting the red romaine lettuce up there. So that's all I'm going to talk about Veggie for now. Hopefully at the next meeting we'll have some good updates. Next thing is the plant habitat. So this is a piece of hardware that's currently in development. We actually have an engineering development unit that's constructed right now. This is also being built as a collaboration between Orbitech and Kennedy Space Center. It's being built at Orbitech. And so this is kind of the opposite end of the control spectrum from Veggie. Veggie is very uncontrolled, very passive. You're relying on the space station for control, whereas the plant habitat is going to be active control all the way. So these are just CAD diagrams of this hardware, and you can see this is the growth chamber area here. And these are all environmental control systems here, and a lot more controls here. We have carbon dioxide, ethylene scrubbing, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. One of the cool features of this is that the growth chamber will slide out on rails. So there's a light cap up at the top. These are sleeve ports that the crew can access the plants for things like pollination or midterm harvesting or sampling. And they can slide it out and look down in as well to kind of monitor plant growth. It will have a door that will go over this front panel. Here you can see some of the dimensions of the growth chamber. And it was done by engineers, so it's all in inches. But it's we will have like a light cover here. You can kind of see a few of the features in here. This is the back view. It's showing things like the camera ports and some of the attachments in the back. I wish I had actual hardware pictures, but they weren't quite ready for release. So this is the science carrier. So this is the root tray, essentially, that would be planted up on Earth and then brought up in there. So the whole hardware will be installed on Space Station, and these science carriers, we call them, will go back and forth. And so an important feature of these is we've got porous tubes controlling your moisture or level, your water content in the media. We have soil moisture sensors, root zone oxygen sensors, and temperature sensors in this root zone, and it's divided into four independently and controllable quadrants. We also have an infrared thermocouple or infrared temperature sensor that can be moved to different leaves. So let's get into the specs real quick. I don't want to go too long. For lights, we have 0 to 1,000 micromoles PPF in increments of 50. And you can make that up in any way you want using red, blue, green, white LEDs, or far reds. We have some different thresholds for each of those, but there's a lot of flexibility. Uniformity of light is going to be very high. Temperature is a pretty broad range, between 18 and 30. Relative humidity between 50 and 90%. And again, these are our margins of error that we're allowing. Carbon dioxide can be controllable between 400 and 5,000. Now, on the space station, it's really more around the 4,000 to 5,000 range, so we're going to be able to scrub and add carbon dioxide. Ethylene, we're scrubbing to below 20 parts per billion. Airflow is going to be controllable between 0.3 and 1.5 meters squared. So we wanted to give researchers a lot of flexibility in that range. The leak rate will be, hopefully, less than 10% by volume a day. And the root zone moisture, again, is going to be monitored with those two moisture sensors, which can be placed at different heights within the media, depending on what you want, between 25 and 100%. But then we're controlling via pressure-regulated control in those porous tubes. And we will have the option to sort of double-check with the soil moisture sensors and the pressure system. So there's some flexibility there. And again, here's the area and the height. Now, that science carrier base depth is like 2 inches, and that's something that you could increase if you need a deeper root zone. We'll have a couple different cameras mounted to the walls, and then the options of adding other cameras. And these are an engineer's idea of what a tomato plant looks like, so I apologize for that. They're pretty shocking. But we will have a wide-angle view and a near IR camera as well with narrow angle. And the cameras actually look a lot better than this in terms of imaging. Additional features, we can grow plants up to 135 days. That science carrier will be removable, and as I said, the base design is 5 centimeters, but we could do up to a 10 centimeter in depth, a double carrier with more tubes inside. Those sleeve ports will allow access, and then the window as well in the front and on the top. We're going to have a PAR sensor, oxygen sensors in the root and shoot, carbon dioxide sensors, carbon dioxide drawdown capability, that leaf temperature sensor that can be moved to different points. Air pressure is going to be monitored and maintained. Relative humidity condensate will be recycled and measured, so we'll be able to keep track of water use. The air will be filtered. We'll have some radiation measures and different options for water and nutrient delivery, potentially. At first, I think we're just going to start with water, a baked ceramic substrate, and a controlled release fertilizer. But we do want to have the potential to do liquid nutrient delivery as well, and sample ports. And that's all I've got. Thank you very much. Hi.
I'm assuming that one of the objectives of growing food in space is to have the maximum amount of nutrients in minimal space in minimal amount of time. So keeping this in mind, have you at all considered helping
So the question is to try and get the maximum amount of nutrients in the minimum amount of space and rapid time. Have we looked at microgreens? And that's a really good question. Really just getting into the actual food in space part of it. There's been research for the last 30 years of different ground-based systems and ways to do that effectively. And microgreens may be very, very appropriate. You would have to carry a lot of seeds, so that's a bit of a downside when you're doing a long duration travel. You know, you may want to get more out of those seeds and grow them longer, because there's trade-offs with everything, you know, the fertilizer, the seeds, and things like that. But yeah, we're looking at lots of different options. For the near term, we're trying to develop the pick and eat capability on station, using veggie as kind of our centerpiece, and that may be more like a continuous harvest, because the other thing that's very limiting is crew time. So we want to have to really minimize the amount of time they take planting, and something like microgreens where you'd have to plant repeatedly over many periods of time may not be as good as something you can just kind of let grow and ignore for a while. So there's trade-offs with that as well, because time becomes a huge resource. But.